Member of the committee. Ira fa la problema del comitato.
Dennis Pandy, content advisor for the committee.
And the board's parliamentary leader advisor. Just start with the party, thank you.
And a small office of the few civil advisors.
Thank you, Honourable Chair. Good morning to the committee. My name is Perry Pagliacci, acting DVG Basic Education.
Rufus Pollier, acting Chief Director, National Examination and Assessment.
Sully Masofo, Director, Physical Report of Plan.
Chris Lakers, Director, Legal Services.
Thanks a lot. We'll start the understand, ma'am. Monica Zamati, Assistant Superintendent.
Kirsten Sinney from Parliamentary Monitoring Group.
From where?
Parliamentary Monitoring Group.
Thank you.
I'm Faith Kaiser from the Parliamentary Communication Group.
Random Prime Minister from the Minister's Office.
US Health Introducer, Staff of Intervention. Finish.
Captain Schneider, I'm from
Equal
Education.
Mr. Austin, Equal Education. Only Handa,
Equal
Education.
Okay.
Tell me the textbook development.
All right. So we know everyone in the group. Mr. Yusuf, you can start please. I remember people who have been listening to the amendment that came from industry outreach. And then after any clarity. And we are not going to ask, if you're going to ask, we're not going to ask any of the solutions. For that, if you would like to take it back to your class. Thank you. Mr.
Thank you very much, Honourable Chair. Good morning, members. My start asking questions to brief you on the amendments made by the Select Committee on Education, on the Basic Education Laws Amendment Bill of 2010. I believe Mr. Llewellyn Brown did provide you with the D bill as well as the D bill and to see the full piece of reference so that you compare and see where the changes were made. I can perhaps just start off by saying that the bill in the main was adopted by the Select Committee of the NCOP. There were very few minor changes made to the bill as adopted by the portfolio committee and by the House. I will start off first by taking the clauses and amendments made. The first amendment that was made at the NCOP was on Rule 7. This is just the basic background to this clause. You will recall that in terms of this clause, the MEC is given the authority to ensure that a suitable sanction is imposed after an appeal is made to the MEC. The only amendment that was made to the specific clause is just to insert the following wording after learner within 14 days of the date on which the appeal was upheld. So basically what that means is that when there is an appeal to the MEC must ensure that within 14 days a suitable sanction is imposed on the learner. This is just to ensure that the process goes quickly, that there is no hold-up of the MEC. This was a proposal that was made by the Western Press and it was adopted by the committee. So that is as far as Clause 7 is concerned. Then the next one is Clause 19. You will find it on page 7 from line 29. That clause was basically changed and amended to read as follows. must manage the system for the promotion of the continuing professional development of all educators. You will see that in terms of the bill that was passed by the portfolio committee in the House, the wording within its available resources is in that particular clause. That was omitted because in terms of the policy, the department must contribute towards the system of continuing professional development system, and it cannot be up to say to within its available resources to manage that system. So it's a massive system, and it needs dedicated funding from the state. That is also the reason why clause 20 was inserted, and that is money appropriated by Parliament. So that you will find on page 7 from line 35. So that is that insertion money appropriated by Parliament, and that's exactly for the reason that I've just now said. That it's the master system that needs dedicated funding, so that was inserted. The rest of the amendments are just technical amendments. The one is on the long title, and that is just, you will recall that the long title needs to reflect all the amendments in the bill, all the issues in the bill itself. So the amendment to the long title was just to reflect the new clause 19. That's the reason I is there on the as you can see there on the ceiling. The rest of the other amendments are to the memorandum of object, and suggest again just a consequence as a result of the amendments made in the bill itself, just to reflect the new amendments in the bill. So those are all the changes. As I say, these are very minor changes made by the select committee. In main, the bill was accepted, supported by all the parties and all the provinces, therefore we feel amendment. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot for that, Mr. Richard. If anyone from State Law Advisors would you like to add, or the advocate coordinator? Thank you. Members, are there any questions of clarity that you'd like to ask? Because it's up and down for clarity. Yes, Honorable Mishwana?
Yes, thank you, Professor. I would like to check on the meaning of institution as a fact, meaning a new school, and I just want to check with the department. If by any school we are referring as well as to initiation school, the battles and each, what is like 2-1, any school? Thank you.
Could you just tell
where
the
question
is? Because we're not going to add anything new to the bar. We're just going to discuss the
new class. Professor, on page 7.
Yeah,
where they are unpacking the new meaning, I guess. But that I just want to understand. Page 7. Is it
What floor is it?
Is it
what number?
Page 7, Professor Boyd. On
that institution there. I think that.
Am I on something that is not just program?
It's on 18. 18, 9, 20. Honorable member. Honorable member.
Yes,
this bill went through us and
got passed. And it got passed?
Yeah, so there's no so we're not gonna ask any questions on what law is existing. Honorable Kunshua Shana and then
I just want to clarify this amendment within 14 days. Because I remember when the bill was before us as the National Assembly, the applicant came put in any specific date, because the argument was what happens if and when this date is being missed. What functions have to happen? We argued against that. But I see now the SOP has insisted that we put reporting day. What is the view of our local does it change the does it put extra responsibility on this person when we put 40 days now?
Most of the time I don't have a question, but if I understand the 40 days, it will become a law. As soon as you fail to be within the parameters of those stipulated days, then which means you are out, you can't make an appeal any law. That's my thinking.
Thank you. The expert will be your answer now. Honorable Walmart.
No, I was just going to say, Chair, that I welcome these changes. So the one question that I had was on the memorandum of objects, on the paragraph 1, the only paragraph, which is the amendments to the State Act to ensure that state manages a system of promotion for the continuing professional development of all educators. And the question is whether such an issue, which is a very important one, should be the preserve of faith. I would imagine that, for example, the ERRC, which houses all the trade unions, would have a similar concern. So my question is, why is it restricted to faith?
Thank you.
Honorable
Chair,
Honorable
Dean,
mine was also on clause 19. It's clause 19 where we said the South African Council for Education. Yeah, where we agreed that to say we limit available resources, because I think we had an understanding that today that was not the core mandate to restore anything on continuing professional teacher development system. And on the amendment, it's as if they say, yes, it must be managed by them. Say, now I want us to have that, to take that understanding as to say, are we putting it as their mandate, or are we saying if ever, because I think that was the understanding that we had, is to say, yes, it's part of their system, but it's not their policy. So whenever the funds are available, within their available funds, I think we were specific on that one, because other than saying, yes, they must be managed by them, even if, because we believe it was beyond the commandments that they had. So I just want to get that clarity.
Thank you, anyone else? Mr. Yaka.
Thank you, Honourable Chair. In respect of the 14-day period, certainly there is no obligation on the MEC to substitute the sanction within the 14-day period. So, but you must remember the 14-day period is not for the appeal itself. It's not for the In other words, the learner doesn't have a period of 14 days in which to appeal. The 14-day period is just in respect of that when the MEC deals with the appeal, he must be given his decision within that 14-day period. So this is just to ensure that there is no unnecessary delay. Because you're dealing there with a very sensitive situation, you're dealing with a situation in a school where a learner was expelled, it's a volatile situation, so you don't want unnecessary delay to resolve this matter. So the feeling was that when this matter is with the MEC, so after the MEC receives the appeal, and he must then impose a different sanction, that must be done within that 14-day period. Now we're talking about 14
calendar day. The feeling was that the 14-day period is more than adequate because you're dealing with a situation where time is of the essence and where you need to resolve the situation at the school. It may potentially be very volatile and you don't want any unnecessary delays, bureaucratic delays within the office of the MEC to deal with an issue. So that's why the 14-day period was proposed there. Put in there. Then with regard to the faith, you will see from the Debo, and if you compare it with the Debo, the wording within available resources was taken out there. Now, this is a policy decision that was taken by the department together with faith and with all the other role players within the education environment that FAPE will be responsible for managing the system. This is a massive system and it needs dedicated resources. And the feeling within the department, within with the relevant policymakers, was that you cannot just leave it off the FAPE within their meager budget to deal with the system. That there needs to be dedicated funding in order for the system to be a success. And therefore, the wording was taken up, and it was crafted in the way it is now in the Debo, in order that resources, not only from Parliament, for the voted funds, but also where the department can assist with funding, that be made possible in terms of the legislation. The way it is currently within the way it was in the Bebo makes that impossible. The feeling was that if that is the case, that it's not going to, it will jeopardize the state of the implementation of that system. That there need to be dedicated resources focused on, and secondly, that if the department have funding to make such funding available to the state. The new way that the new line is crafted makes that possible. Yeah, I think that's dealt with the state. Thank you.
I would like to ask the members if they are any follow-up.
What happened in the 14 days the IBC failed to give its decision in the 14 days?
The party they will certainly then be recalled for in terms of law to compel the MEC then to give its decision if he or she doesn't do it within that 14 day period, then the affected party prejudiced by this decision can potentially take the MEC to court and compel the MEC to provide that decision and that stipulated. Thank you.
How
did
you? I'll come back to going to Honourable Kosana.
Chairperson, thank you very much. Chairperson, on the issue of faith, I do understand that faith will be given a responsibility for teacher development. Now, my question is, how will faith account to the department? Because anything that you're doing must be accountable. And here in the legislation that we're talking about, there is no accountability or something that is an obligation to faith to account to the department. Thank you.
Within the existing FAPE Act, there are provisions allowing for accountability measures to the minister and to the department. So that is covered in terms of the Act. It's not here in the bill, but it's in the existing Act, accountability measures to the department.
Thank you,
Chairperson. The last time I asked the question, it was like, is it past this? And I wonder if it's going to have Because it's like if it's discussed, then that is a done thing. Like, we're not here to discuss this, if that's what I'm getting from.
Yes, we have to confine ourselves only within the amendment that can come into our group. We can't open any other discussion. Because remember, that institution is separate, went through the National Assembly, and then it went through NCLC. Members, are there any further follow-up? I think, Advocate Leakes, what would be important now is for the different parties, just to look at the game. And then we expect you back next week. Because by next week we have to pass it. And we know if there's no agreement between the committee, then this bill, the proposed bill, has got to mediation. So let us take it back, go through it, because I fucking feel there's something that's loose here. But let us discuss it thoroughly on our own. And then we can come back with a clear mandate.
By the MEC of the sanction on the learner. It's not the appeal. So the provision does, or the 14 days doesn't limit the time of the appeal. There is a provision that says that if we have a learner that's suspended and appeals, and the MEC upholds that appeal, so it's negative for the learner, then you have to impose a sanction in 14 days after making a determination on the appeal. So on the day when the MEC decides that the appeal is negative, he then has to impose a sanction. And it's that 14 days. So it's not the process that is limited by the 14 days. It's actually giving the sanction. Yes, on the other side of the coin, I should say that it does limit the legal impact of what happens after the 14 days. As a learner, I think if you are waiting on a decision by the MEC and the 14 days are not complied with, then unfortunately recourse in law is going to expose a learner to the provisions, for instance, of promotion of Administrative Justice Act, and that's the whole legal system by itself. So there is recourse built into law, but we as a committee need to ask ourselves, are we going to expose a learner to that kind of recourse when there is a failure by an MEC? Personally, at the select committee process, I think it was a discussion of really trying to put some sort of cap in favour of the learner. To say that a learner will be guaranteed of some sanction within 14 days. And I think they were looking at the interest of the learner more the failure by the MEC. Because I think that if we're looking at the interest of the learner, then there needs to be some certainty built into law that's going to benefit the learner in this instance. Thank you.
I think we're much more clear enough. Thanks for that, Advocate Gordon. And then next week, we'll be coming back. And then in next week's meeting, we are going to pass this amendment. Discuss in your own processes, but by next week we are passing this amendment. I would like to thank Mr. Leakes and even Mr. Gordon and Paul from the State, your State Legal Advisor. Thank you for being present in our meeting this morning. I'm sure you have other work to do, and I'm allowing you to do if you want to. Thank you.
We do apologies, I have to say that I will.
Yeah.
I think this is the first time that I said it. It's like I missed one meeting, I don't want to have a meeting that is for culture or something. But then, as I said, we sit here and discuss issues from the act which we do not have as members of, unless if you were given when I was not here. And I think I requested why, when we were in Pretoria, but I thought there's an office there with this education law. Can we, yeah, I see the I see there are four puzzles, but I'm talking to you. I thought we're supposed to be favored with the education law so that we don't speak things that are not guided by what it's in the law. And yeah, I think I ask people if we have to buy it, how much is it? Thank you.
I think the education law, that is another issue. Because people like to have the education law, the act. You know, I think what's the act is like that? South African Schools Act. And I think I'll just ask the researcher to get us copies of that act.
I can have a booklet, all the laws. I can bring the copy tomorrow for
you.
Thank you.
Fine. And on the when it comes to these you receive as only the new ones you received today. Because all along we were busy with this one. I'm not gonna make a comment. You know, because we know thank you. That OJ was around. Is there anyone to the presentation? Do you think you have to listen to each other? Anyone interested? I'm not watching no one. If you would like to be with me, if you I think people, if I could have gone, I have gone. Because, you know, I'll tell you now, what they're doing in that meeting, they're looking at the expenditure trend. And remember when they look at expenditure trend, you'll know exactly what is going to happen at the end of the financial year. And when it comes to the different provinces, you'll see whether there's overspending or underspending or what's going to happen. The Honourable Lina Blacko. And the Honourable Walmart.
I need to indicate that I'm not leaving this meeting.